the security journalist Brian Rowan with us now this morning. Morning to you, Brian.
Hi, Stephen. Good morning.
What happened here, Brian? The very apparent change of language and tone from Martin McGuinness to Gerry Adams in the context of Sinn Féin usually have coordinated language, coordinated tone, and here you have McGuinness and Adams. They couldn't have been further apart in their tone.
But I suppose the language changed in a changing circumstance, Stephen, that Martin McGuinness was speaking while Gerry Adams was still being held in custody, and Gerry Adams was speaking after being released without charge, but with this report going to the Public Prosecution Service. And when I was speaking to you last night on Radio 5, and I was at that news conference last night that Gerry Adams gave, the mood had certainly calmed, it had settled, it was nowhere near as angry. During the past few days, we didn't know where all of this was going to end up in terms of political ramifications across, or potential ramifications across policing and politics. But I think Adams has settled all of that now. Stressed the focus must be on building the future, that his arrest should not be allowed to be used to undermine the process, that the past has to be addressed. That was an important point he made last night. Repeated that Sinn Féin was up for that. And he also repeated what he said before he went into police custody, that he has never disassociated himself from the IRA and never will. But he emphasized this point that the IRA has gone and finished, to use his words. So the process, as you know, Stephen, now moves to the PPS. They will assess the evidence and the information gathered by the police. Then a decision has to be made whether there's enough evidence to bring charges, and if so, what those charges would be. And the test is there sufficient evidence that can be admitted in court to provide a reasonable prospect of conviction?
Yeah, but
certainly that mood, that Sinn Féin angry mood that was very evident at that rally on Saturday on the Falls Road and in the news conference that Martin McGuinness gave on Friday, I think all of that has calmed itself in the past few hours.
Yeah, but here's what they haven't retracted.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what Gerry Adams has essentially reiterated on behalf of Sinn Féin. He said last night that there was an old guard using old methods.
Mm.
Now, why are they still supporting the police then? Why do they maintain their support for the PSNI, and what are they going to do about this old guard? Obviously, lots of people in the police would reject that. That's a serious allegation.
Of course they would, Stephen. And here is the issue, that there is not a process that addresses the past across the widest frame. And in the absence of a process that does that, the police will continue to investigate. That's the reality of where we are in the here and now. They make the point, and they've said this throughout the news events that they've done over the past few days, that they're talking about a small number of police officers. I think what Martin McGuinness referred to on Saturday as an embittered rump of the old RUC. And he said that it was the challenge to red policing off those people. Now, I'm sure within the policing world, you will get an entirely different commentary. In other sections of our political community, you will get a different commentary.
Yeah, but Brian, because that arrest would have had to have been at least discussed with senior officers, let's put it like this, within the PSNI, is Martin McGuinness seriously saying that he wants to rid the PSNI of some of the most senior officers they have?
Well,
is that where
Martin
we're at?
Let Martin McGuinness speak for himself.
But some people in his community might interpret it like that.
They may
How
well
could
indeed,
they not?
They may well indeed, Stephen, but it's up to him to explain what he said, what the implications are of what he said. But I think what we've learned, Stephen, in the past few days, and what has been highlighted in the past few days, is that the past is not the past, it's the present. And it needs a process, and it needs the political will to construct that process. And the parties, and I mean all of the parties, must not attempt to preempt that process, and must not attempt to write that process within their own script lines and their own words.
Okay.